Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This gospel story we have today is a recording of the first proclamation we get from Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew. It's also the same thing we get in Mark as well, but essentially. But it's found at the top of the third page of your bulletin, verse 17. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." I've talked before about this word repent. As a kid, I thought the word repent meant that I was supposed to stop stealing the licorice that my dad had hidden in our house. I was supposed to repent of that stealing, or I was supposed to repent of the cookies that I lied about eating when my mom would make them, and then I would eat three or four and say, "I only ate like one or two." Right? That's what repentance was for. It was for something bad that I had done that I needed to stop doing. Right? That's the way I think most of you probably grew up understanding the word repentance, right? I've talked about this before, so maybe you've heard this before, but repentance, I think, means something very different. The better translation is to say something to the effect of, wrap your minds around this, right? Wrap your minds around this new idea, this new principle, or get it through your thick skulls. That might be a better one for us up here, right? In the Midwest, we tend to be a little stubborn sometimes, right? But I like to actually take it a step further and take it out of this imperative, this command, and move it into the passive voice, right? This idea that instead of repent like you do it, instead turn it into it is being done to you. Your minds are being opened by the Holy Spirit to see this new reality. You are being given this new gospel, this good news, which changes everything. And then Jesus says, "For the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the idea that we talked about at Christmas time of the angels appearing to the shepherds. When the boundaries between heaven and earth become thin, we live then in these thin places where there isn't this wide, vast gulf between us and God, but instead God is actually quite near to you. I think most of our lives we imagine that God is that far-off God, that distant God, that if we somehow, you know, do all the right things or don't do the wrong things, we will somehow earn our way to heaven. But there is a much different message for you in the Gospels, I believe, a message that says it's not about what you have done. This is not about you at all. This is about God. This is about what God has done for you. What God does for you in Christ, what God does for you in the sense of forgiveness of sins, new life, creation. Repent. Let your minds be open to hear this good news and to see that the kingdom of heaven has come near you so that you might have glimpses of the divine. And then we might truly be these people who have walked in darkness and who have now seen a great light. We are those people. We have seen a great light. We have this new vision. And, of course, this is powerful. I mean, think about what we are able to do when we put our minds together, our hearts together, our wallets, our hands together. We can build amazing buildings like this church. We can do other things, like we can give up our Sundays, our Sunday mornings, sometimes our Wednesday evenings, and other nights to be involved in the ministry of this church, spreading the good news to as many people as possible. This activity, by the way, is a little foolish. You might have those friends who maybe long ago gave up the idea of going to church. And if you tell them, "Oh, well, no, I'm going to church on Sunday morning. It's our annual meeting. I really need to be there." They might kind of look at you like, "Really? Like, you're giving up your Sunday morning to go to an annual meeting for church?" It's foolishness to them. As Paul says, it's foolishness to those who are perishing, but for those who have been saved, it is the power of God. This is a very powerful, weak force that we believe in. Weak because we can't force anyone to do anything. Instead, church is always invitation and never compulsion. You are being invited then to see this new vision that God has cast before you. And this church has a new vision as well. I mean, literally. On Tuesday night, as a council, we passed a new vision. And the way things work in the church is we cast a vision, something that we hope that we will end up being in a few years. So here, I'll read our new vision for you. Called by Christ and through God's grace, St. John Lutheran Church welcomes everyone, serves the neighborhood, region, and beyond, and empowers people to build deeper relationships with God and with each other. We hope that you might see in this vision part of your own vocation, part of your own calling, that you might not hear that and think, well, yeah, thank goodness that council does all that work, and good thing we have two pastors, not just one, and we have Aaron and Jeremy, we have all those other people doing all the work, right? Wrong. I hope that it's not just those people I named, but also you, that you might see that you are part of the ministry of St. John as well. Notice what happens when Jesus goes up to those fishermen this morning. He calls them, and what word does the gospel writer use twice? Immediately. Immediately they left their nets and followed him. Immediately. And they left their father. James and John are sitting in the boat with their dad. I mean, maybe, you know, Zebedee had been kind of giving them a heck about how they were mending the nets or something. But they leave. Immediately they follow. Whenever you answer the calling of God, it means that you might have to give up something. And not just if you are clergy, but if you are anyone, if you are involved in the ministry of the church, it means that you give up your Sunday mornings. It means that you take some of that money, your hard-earned money that God has given you gifts to earn, and you give it to the church so that they might do ministry. It means that you might sacrifice a Tuesday evening or a Wednesday evening or something like that so that you can be part of this shared mission, spreading good news to all people so that we might bring God's light and life to all people. Immediately. I hope that you might hear the calling of God and you might answer. I hope immediately, but if not, I'll take tomorrow or next week. I'll wait. And so will the church. The church will keep asking, keep inviting, and we hope that you will answer that calling, that you might find ways to share your time, your talents, and your treasures with other people so that we might bring this good news to more people. Because this is a ministry that changes the lives of the people who are involved with it. This is a ministry that matters for those who need it. This is not some idle prating about God and Jesus. It's not just some dry theology, but it is instead words that lead to eternal life, a new vision. The kingdom of heaven has come near. It's come into your lives. God is indeed present. I know this may sound foolish to some, but to many, if not most of us gathered here today, this is the power of God at work in our lives. Yes, we see a new reality because of God. Yes, the kingdom of God has come near, and we see glimpses of that kingdom in our lives. God's eternal yes is ringing in our ears. Jesus said, yes, I will give up everything for you. Jesus lived and died for you and said yes so that we might have the promise of eternal life. I hope this yes will cause you to think differently about your lives of faith, and how you participate in the ministry of the church. I hope that God's eternal yes will cause you to reflect upon this kingdom of heaven that has come near. And I hope God's eternal yes will continue to ring in your ears as you hear those invitations to be part of the wider mission here at St. John, to make a difference in the world, so that it's not just one person who sits alone and thinks about Jesus, but it's a gathered community, sharing fellowship, enjoying God's riches that come to us because of grace, so that we may know that God is indeed at work in the world, making a difference for others, so that we might bring light into other people's darkness. so that we might lighten their load, so that all may know about this loving God who has come near to you this day. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds on Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We turn back to our red hymnals to hymn number 576, We Are All One in Mission.